Welcome. This next meditation is that of a distancing and detachment. There are many practices that invite us deeper into our experience. This one in particular is for a challenging situation, a particular stressor, particular thought, or emotional experience that is giving you a significant amount of personal stress in the moment. And so if you're not particularly charged around anything right now, there may be a different meditation that serves you better. However, if there is an element in your current experience that feels as though it's really got a hold on you, then this is a wonderful practice to create a bit of space and to return to the center of calmness, which we know is inside. So I first invite you to identify a particular emotion, perhaps an interaction, or a reaction that you're currently experiencing. Maybe it's one that you've been ruminating on a lot, or one that as you tune in, really brings a strong surge of grief or anger or frustration, but also something that isn't so charged that you don't feel safe working with it today. It might be a reaction that you're having toward yourself or a judgment. It might be a pattern that you're struggling to change. So allowing yourself just to land on the one that feels most live and accessible for you now. Before we begin working with this stressor, I'll have you also select an anchor to keep you safe in this process. Something that if the emotion starts to feel too much, that you can return to, giving yourself pause. So that might be the anchor of just noticing the breath. Particularly in this exercise, an elongation of your exhale here is a wonderful breath anchor to relieve some anxiety or reaction. That anchor might be a mantra or a phrase to repeat to yourself in this process. Particularly here, I am safe. I am loved. I am enough. Or any other kind reminder that can begin to bring you back to center. So once you have your ingredients identified, that of the stressor and that of your anchor to bring you back, I invite you deeper with your breath into the body and to see where you particularly feel the emotion of this experience in the body. As you tune in to an image that really brings the emotion forth. Maybe it's an image of your personal struggle or the interaction you recently had that was challenging with another person. Where not do you see the memory of this occurring, but where do you feel that experience in the body, the felt sense of perhaps that anger or that fear or sadness? And perhaps it's just a strong sense of tension. Noticing where that is felt Is it in the shoulders or the jaw? Is it somewhere around the heart space? Is it felt more in the belly? Is it felt in the legs, preparing to run, perhaps? And there's no wrong place to feel it, just seeing where this predominantly resides and sets up shop in the physical system of the body. And let yourself take a few breaths to tune into this felt sense, allowing yourself to become acquainted with it. What sensations arise as this emotion is held and experienced here? Do the cells, does that part of the body feel open? Does it feel collapsed and protective? Does it feel agitated? And just allowing that experience to be here for a moment, without changing, problem solving, or trying to do anything to manipulate it, just being with it. If at any point the experience of that felt sense becomes too intense, just using that anchor to come back to yourself and the rest of your body for a moment. Reminding yourself that as you feel this intensity, that this is a neurochemical reaction. It's what our body naturally does when we feel threatened, when we do not feel at peace. That this emotional felt sense is a reaction of all our systems experiencing physiological stress. And that while this reaction occurs, you can still feel the breath. Come back to your intention or your mantra. Or simply feel the air on the skin. That all this can occur at the same time. And as you realign your awareness with this place where that emotion feels the strongest, let's couple that with that image. Feeling the image of the circumstance that's creating this response within you. I invite you with the next breath to exhale and imagine gently easing this experience out of the body. Allowing your breath to be a gentle breeze that begins pushing it ever so gently away. You are not leaving. The experience and the physiological reaction is what is starting to depart from the body. And if you'd like a simpler image, perhaps this story with which you're working and the emotions attached to it, gather into one color, one image, or perhaps a symbol that you know carry with it all of the associated struggle and emotion. See if your exhale can breathe that out of the body into a contained bubble of awareness about a foot out from the belly. Maybe it's even just a few inches out from the belly. If you feel any attachment to it, know that that exhalation and this slow detachment occurs at exactly the space and pace which is perfectly timed and safe for your overall healing process. Let each exhalation gently start to purposefully create more space between you and this image, this bundle of feeling. Perhaps that bubble can travel now a few feet away from you. There's no forcing of how far or fast it needs to go. Just keep checking in with your anchor. And let each breath allow that bubble to move farther and farther away from the real truth of your experience that is right here. Perhaps that bubble of imagery and emotion now is on the opposite side of the room. And it gets smaller. Its power over you reduces the farther away it goes. Your power within to regulate and create the peaceful experience within you that can respond to and watch this experience increases the more space you get from it. Eventually, that bundle of emotional reaction and that imagery connected to the story perhaps even floats so far away as though it becomes a distant balloon in the sky. And there is nothing you need in that distant balloon, in that bubble. Let your next exhale be the breath of freedom, releasing it from your experience. Returning your attention to your anchor. This breath, this freedom in the present moment, this intention, and knowing with each new breath you bring in, you invite that power to relate differently to this previous experience. And at any time you start to feel that physiological reaction once again, at any point at which it starts to overtake you, where you feel identified with this story, you can breathe it out of the body, giving yourself a bit of space so that you may remember with each new breath who you truly are apart from it. I invite you to close this meditation by bringing hands to heart center or any place on the body where you felt that original surge of emotion. And just apply some soothing, gentle touch to this space, maybe even giving yourself a gentle hug, as though you would comforting a child having gone through a frightening or challenging experience. And resting in the soothing, calm nature beneath all of this, in your own heart. Taking a deep cleansing breath to close. Namaste.